Hello, today is March 31st, and on the WSIU Almanac, Australian rocker Angus Young of AC/DC fame is 62 today. Locally, this Sunday in Harrisburg, the Fowler Bond and Clothes for Kids Foundation is hosting a fundraiser called The Taste of Southern Illinois. Free preschool screening is taking place today for those in the Trico School District from 9 to noon at the Campbell Hill Community Center. And now, as usual on Fridays, here is your astronomy update with Cheryl Ernst with the Astronomical Association of Southern Illinois.
As Venus sets in our evening sky, Mercury is rising nearby, night after night. Mercury and Venus are nearly the same distance above the horizon, side by side. This is a great opportunity to catch the elusive first world from the sun. Mars hovers to the upper left of Venus, and eventually Mercury this month, setting about an hour after Venus early in the month and about 2 hours by month's end. Mars's orange glow is still quite bright, but appears feeble so close to brilliant Venus.
And that's your Friday, March 31st, WSIU Almanac. Have a wonderful first weekend of April. It's Friday, the last day of March, and on the WSIU Almanac. 99 years ago today, daylight savings time went into effect for the first time. And Shakespeare actor and cowbell authority, Christopher Walken turned 74 today. Locally, tomorrow, two local nonprofits, Green Earth and the Illinois Native Plant Society, are holding a one-day sale of native plants grown by Southernwood Gardens in Alto Pass. The sale will be held tomorrow starting at 8 a.m. at John A. Logan College's Center for Business and Industry. Stephanie Eicholtz of Green Earth talks about tomorrow's sale.
Yeah, we get a wonderful selection of everything from ferns, grasses, sedges, perennials, up through some of the smaller shrubs. We do not do large shrubs or trees because another nonprofit in the area, Keep Carbondale Beautiful, does sell those natives as their fundraiser, so we like to work in concert with them. There's all types of habitat types and moisture requirements that we can fulfill, sunlight requirements, so we can do anything from shaded, wet soils to sunny, dry soils. We will have people on site that can help guide you toward that exact habitat you're trying to fill. We get all of our plants from a local grower. We've been working with him over the last few years so that he can source more of his plants from local ecotypes.
And that's the WSIU Almanac for March 31st. Have a good weekend.